live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Mark Price, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. We're going out on the phone now to Kevin Grasha, writer with the Lansing State Journal, who is covering the trial of former Okemos teacher Brian Polston. Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Cheryl.
I'm guessing you're just coming off another day in the courtroom.
Correct. We just got out about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, thank the judge for me. I have a deadline. And deadlines are...
I do, too.
I know you do. So I appreciate you talking to us on the road en route to that. Let's start today with some things that happened with the jury.
Yeah, this morning the judge dismissed one of the jurors. This juror, a middle-aged woman, was seen... saying, "Oh my God," when some of Polston's family walked into the courtroom on Tuesday, and then later was seen talking to that family member. It apparently was someone that she had known, and apparently she didn't know that person was going to be in the courtroom. But to avoid any problems down the road, the judge just said, better just dismiss this person.
So this wasn't necessarily like punitive towards this juror. She didn't realize what was happening. The judge said, let's just avoid any appearance of impropriety.
Exactly. She was more surprised that she, you know, found out that she had known one of Polston's relatives.
Okay, so now we're from 14, we're to 13 jurors, so we have one extra at this point.
Correct.
Okay. Let's move on to what happened on the stand today and who was on the stand.
Yeah, most significantly, the prosecution rested their case, and Polston's attorneys began calling witnesses on his behalf. There was a former student and that student's mother and the attorney who helped broker a $70,000 out-of-court settlement between Polston and the alleged victim.
Is that brokered settlement going to become a real big issue in this from what you're seeing and hearing?
Well, it just depends on how the jury views it. I think that's really the crux of Polston's defense is that, look, this settlement shows that the alleged victim was out to get money. And so it just depends on how the jurors view that.
What about the former student and her mother? What kind of information were they able to give?
Not really that much. The former student graduated the same year in 2006, was the same age, and it was basically a school friend of the alleged victim. And I think her purpose on the stand from the defense standpoint was to say that she had been untruthful in the past, but that apparently was related to a incident where the alleged victim had taken a check and forged a signature and cashed it.
Okay, so they're...
And then,
go ahead.
The mother was really more just... showing the mother had been involved in a lot of the daughter's sports, and the Polston had been a coach, and basically she was there to say that Polston had never done anything inappropriate or anything overtly sexual towards any of his the kids he was coaching.
And it is important to he was what kind of a teacher was he in terms of subjects at the high school?
Yeah, I know that he was in the general area of social studies, and I believe he taught a class called World History.
Okay.
And he was also a girls' basketball coach. And I believe there was also tennis and maybe softball as well.
Okay. I saw, because you post articles immediately on the website, on the Lansing State Journal website, I was interested in the former Okemos teacher that apparently was on the stand also today. Is it Emily Karp?
Yeah, that was, this has been a question from the beginning because she, apparently the alleged victim had gone to her, or had actually run into her in 2007, which would have been a year after the alleged victim had graduated and had... they had struck up a conversation and eventually had talked several times and had told her that about her allegations about how she'd had this sexual relationship with Polston. This teacher was on maternity leave at the time. She goes back to teach but never actually reports this to district officials until 2009, which was two years later.
Did she have any explanation? I mean, I'm not... I'm not in the courtroom. I wasn't a part of this. But my question, if I had heard information about a student having a sexual relationship with a teacher, and I'm a teacher, isn't it my responsibility to tell?
By law, you really should. There's a few strange factors here in the sense that the student had graduated and so was not no longer a student at the school. It depends on how you read the law, but it seems like she still has the obligation to report that. She apparently didn't feel like she had to, and I think she seemed to say that she thought that what she initially told the alleged victim to do was talk it over with your parents, get an attorney, and I guess she thought it would be resolved that way.
And according to your article, I have it in front of me here, apparently there was a time where there was even a request submitted to charges be filed against her for not reporting it.
Correct. We just found out today that Meridian Township Police had requested charges against a teacher in violation of that statute. It would be a misdemeanor charge, I believe, 93 days in jail and some fine. But it was still a charge nonetheless, but apparently the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office decided not to file charges.
Okay. What's coming up tomorrow? The prosecution has rested, as you have said, so it's in the hands of the defense at this point. Do you have a preview of who's expected on the stand?
Tomorrow, I believe we have another student. Actually, we have a student that's coming in, a former student, who's coming in from, I believe, Florida. And she's having some problems getting her airplane to Lansing or to Michigan. So we have that. And then if she does arrive, we should have closing arguments.
Well, this may wrap up pretty soon. Can we give you a call and check in with you tomorrow, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Very good. I appreciate so much you helping. Drive careful on the roads, and I'll look forward to your story tomorrow in the Lansing State Journal.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Good night.
Kevin
Grasha, writer with the Lansing State Journal, covering the trial of a former Okemos High School teacher, Brian Polston. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.